Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Hey, it's me again. I'm back on a roll. Two down, two to go. Basketball tonight at the barn. Got McKenzie and Baco with us. Game plan, Mac. What do you got cooking for us tonight for the Gophers?
I'm letting the game come to me and not forcing anything. Just playing within the system and just being confident in myself and my teammates to just make the right play.
Hey, ain't broke, don't fix it. The Mac attack. McKenzie and Baco, last five over 17 points, shooting 39% from behind the line. Little past nine, you put up a Stephen Bartle, Mr. Obvious. Hoosiers, you know, let's just go into some numbers. You know, we haven't won three in a row since December 29th. Here we are. We've won 9 of 10 from them, 7 in a row. And remember, McKenzie scored 19 in that 12-point win back in January. And look how far he's come. On a roll. Williams Arena, little past 9 tonight, BTN. Go Hoosiers. And after tonight, we wrap it up with Izzo's Bunch on Sunday, Seniors Day. And you know my name, Mr. Optimistic, about the injuries to McKenzie and Lily. Terry Morin in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL. And anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
On a roll time for the women ahead of the Big Ten tournament this week. No surprise, McKenzie Holmes, first team, along with Sarah Scalia. Chloe Moore McNeil, second team, and Yarden Garzon, honorable mention. In addition, Holmes and Moore McNeil on the all-defensive team. And that's, what, three straight years now for Mac on the first team? And mentioning the All-American post player, Terry Morin talked injury update with Austin Render on a radio show on Monday night to give us some idea where we stand midweek heading into Friday night's 9 o'clock game.
I think they both feel better. I think we'll know at the end of the week where both of them are as far as availability for the weekend. I thought there was some optimistic news, so I felt good about it. I think Ben feels good about it, but time will tell.
Terry Morin on a radio show Monday night. Ben, as in Ben Tate, the head women's basketball trainer, getting ready to leave for the Target Center and Minneapolis. Indiana playing that late game on Friday. Hoosiers get rolling, trying for three in a row for the first time since December 29th at the barn tonight against the Gophers. Big Ten Network. Go Hoosiers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.